Introduction. This manual establishes a foundation for the Judge Advocate General, JAG Corps, and Judge Advocate Legal Services, JAWLS personnel to provide principled counsel and mission-focused legal support to the operational Army. It establishes an understanding of the roles and responsibilities that JAG Corps personnel have, both between legal offices at different levels of command and between the legal section and the staff of the supported command, all in support of the commander and the Army. FM 3-84 replaces FM 1-04, and it includes several substantive changes. The JAWLS includes all personnel under the qualifying authority of the Judge Advocate General, TJAG, including uniformed lawyers, legal administrators, and paralegals, as well as civilian attorneys, paralegals, legal administrators, and paraprofessionals. The JAWLS also includes executive-level civilian attorneys who are under the technical supervision of TJAG. The JAG Corps consists of all officers, warrant officers, enlisted personnel, and other members of the Army detailed to the JAG Corps. The purpose of this manual is to assist commanders and judge advocates in assigning roles and responsibilities for legal support in military operations. This manual is not intended to provide detailed guidance on every situation that judge advocates will encounter in a deployed environment, whether overseas or within the United States. Just as Army leaders and forces must respond to a broad range of threats under conditions of uncertainty by exercising operational adaptability to accomplish missions, so too must judge advocates. Operational adaptability requires JAWLS personnel to understand the situation in width, depth, and context, and then to assist the command by providing sound legal advice and support across the core legal disciplines. Every operation is different, and each operation requires its own unique legal support. As such, commanders and judge advocates work together to task organize legal support for operations in a manner consistent with the operational requirements of the commander. FM 3-84 provides doctrine on legal support across the range of operations and the provision of legal support in specific types or aspects of operations. FM 3-84 contains 5 chapters and 5 appendixes. Chapter 1 discusses the JAG Corps' mission, roles, and principles, introduces core legal competencies and legal functions, and examines the role of legal services personnel. Chapter 2 summarizes Army operations and provides guidance on their legal support. It addresses the importance of multi-domain operations, the Army's contribution of land power to the joint force, and joint and multinational operations. The chapter then discusses the Army operational concept, operational framework, and Army echelons and units. Finally, the chapter addresses the capabilities, combat power, and the operations process and planning that enable the Army to support joint operations. Chapter 3 describes where JAWLS personnel are assigned supporting Army operations, discusses the roles and responsibilities of JAWLS personnel, outlines the primary doctrinal missions of the legal sections, and identifies resources necessary to provide legal support at various echelons. Chapter 4 provides a detailed description of the 4 legal functions supporting the Army as an institution. They include administrative and civil law, contract and fiscal law, military justice, and national security law. Chapter 5 discusses the core legal competency of providing legal support to soldiers and families and its subordinate legal functions and tasks. This chapter covers these topics with a focus on legal support during large-scale combat operations, rear detachment operations, and maintaining installation services. Appendix A discusses the structure and organization of legal support within the Army Reserve. Appendix B describes legal support to the operational Army within the Army National Guard. Appendix C provides a format for Tab C, Legal Support, Appendix 2, Personnel Service Support, to Annex F, Sustainment, for Army Operation Orders. Appendix D discusses legal running estimates. Appendix E updates the rules of allocation for legal support to operations. This manual recognizes the continued increase in individual and small team operations for judge advocates as they support multiple command posts, specialized operational cells, and headquarters required to run mobile, tailored forces. Judge advocates train and prepare to operate independently across the range of military operations, standing by the commander's side. To succeed in today's operational environment, judge advocates are versatile practitioners who are experts in their roles as lawyers, ethics advisors, counselors, law of armed conflict, also called law of war, subject matter experts, and rule of law practitioners. Judge advocates increase their knowledge as soldiers and leaders. Judge advocates work proactively to accomplish the mission and serve Army personnel and their families. Commanders, supported by Staff Judge Advocates, SJAs, are responsible for training and supporting JAG Corps personnel to ensure robust legal support to operations. In this manual, SJA also refers to the senior legal advisor to the commander of an Army Service Component Command, ASCC, known as the Judge Advocate. Training is conducted according to the Army's training principles, including training for combat proficiency under realistic conditions to standard and in accordance with appropriate doctrine. This training should include training that integrates JAG Corps elements with the units they support in various environments, settings, and exercises. Commanders conduct active, realistic training so that JAG Corps personnel develop the soldier and lawyer skills needed to provide legal support to operations.